Away wins from Cadbury FC. You can win a family trip and go away with Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, Man United, or Tottenham Hotspur. Search Cadbury Away Wins for details and a chance to score. T&Cs apply. Visit awaywins.cadburyfc.com.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
Yo, we got emails.
Just quickly.
In the mail.
One second.
No,
now.
What do you want?
Just don't swear because the desk went weird there. So, just in case we're
I have a clean mouth.
How dare you?
If you're listening to us on the radio and you can hear us, give us a WhatsApp 0877111038. Yeah. If not,
this is just like a normal radio link. Yeah. So, you can't touch us.
Okay, so I'm delving into the mailbag.
Really want to swear.
Can I? Is it about me?
No. Okay. No, I've got two emails.
I gotta say, a shout out to...
Ulick?
Ulick?
Either Ulick or Gary.
Linda.
Oh, Linda listens.
Linda, I left a song in the podcast yesterday.
Why did you do that?
Well, one of us did. It could have been you, or it could have been me.
What song?
I don't know. I go, sometimes we like to treat you with a song. So that's why I went over the hour. I was celebrating. I go, I love doing an hour-long
podcast. How many emails do you have?
I've got two emails.
Is it from Golden Gate?
No, it's not, actually.
Is it about Countdown on the radio?
A little bit about Countdown and a little bit just about the podcast in general.
Singing.
So if you do want to email, the mailbag is fullycharged@spin1038.com.
Boo-da-ba-ba, baby, please. Just let me... Sorry, I just wanted to sing.
Doesn't make any sense. Roisin has been in touch.
Hey, Roisin.
Hey, lads. Just thought I'd give my thoughts on the stories versus Countdown. So this is yesterday in the podcast we put out the question, do you prefer playing Countdown on the podcast or do you just enjoy listening
and also,
to
Should we can
on?
Countdown from the show?
Should we can these introductions?
No.
She does say that I like it when you play a bit of Countdown, but I'm very nosy and I much prefer hearing you tell some stories such as the loud children in Nathan's estate.
Good story.
That's kind of sitting on the fence.
It's a good story.
She likes the Countdown, but she also likes the stories. She also wants to give me a heads up because I was talking about the park in Santry yesterday.
Yeah.
And I called it Santry Demence. That wasn't great. It's Santry Domain. The S is silent. I didn't know that.
It's French.
But she said she loves the podcast and she can't wait for the Little Big podcast to come back.
Big news. It's not.
when can we drop? I want to do a real cryptic.
I don't know. We have a podcast coming. It will... Yeah. This time, 2 weeks...
It will
definitely be out.
Okay.
It could be out next week.
I think it could be next week.
I think the trailer's next week.
So
people are going to know next week what it is.
Yeah, next week.
The concept, baby.
That's from Roisin, who is from Santry herself, but now she lives in London.
Was Roisin the one who came on and said that you are
the most famous person?
London, baby.
She moved to London as I moved to Santry, so it was kind of
substitution.
Like, yeah.
Santry isn't big enough for two of you.
Well, that's very true. I went home at Christmas, and then she came back, and I gave
Merry
her...
Merry Christmas.
I gave her my most famous person in Santry crown when she came back. And
Viola
then we left.
Morris.
Yes.
Hello.
another email in the mailbag from Christine.
has Morris got an apple in his mouth? Like a pig?
Christine is also...
Did you bring
Why are you wearing a gimp mask, Val?
Great.
It's Christmas.
We might be on the radio.
Oh, crap.
Says the man don't swear. And he's speaking about that.
Okay, another message in.
Did you bring my handcuffs this time?
Christine, we've got 2 minutes. She's also talking about Countdown. I consider it the real version of Fully Charged Countdown, where Nathan does the letters game but stops early and doesn't know the words in the conundrum. And Graham gets super competitive.
Yeah.
Callum is chilling as British as
Callum's
ever.
Not chilling. He's not.
I get angry. Also, this is about Nicolas Cage as well. Like, this is going back to recall.
I want more emails.
Nathan is correct. Nicolas Cage is not a bad actor.
No.
He's just in bad films.
He's in terrible films.
She's never heard of Leaving Las Vegas, but she'll check it out.
I can tell you right now, he's an alcoholic and he falls in love with a prostitute in Leaving Las Vegas. Fantastic film.
I think I might have seen that.
And he's such a method actor. There's a scene when he's in a casino and he got really drunk for the role and he's throwing stuff and he ends up throwing something that actually lands on, I forget the name of the actress, but it's a fantastic film.
How about this? You're saying he's a good actor, but he's in bad films. How about a bad actor in good films?
Ooh,
is
that's
there an actor that keeps on getting roles, and you're like, how?
Well, like Keanu Reeves, lovely guy. Wouldn't say he's the best actor in the world.
I agree with that.
And he's in good films.
Is there another Matrix coming?
Daniel Radcliffe, not a good actor as Harry Potter.
Yeah, but you look at a lot of the actors in those films and they were great.
They're children.
Exactly. And that concludes the mailbag. If you do want to email,
thank you.
Fully charged at spin103.
Anyone say anything about singing, breaking into song?
No, and do you know what we haven't done in the podcast?
Rapping.
You haven't broken out and beat and done
rapping. I'm okay, because let's concentrate.
I have one song that I want to sing right now. I think it's Oasis.
You've got 20 songbird. Seconds.
Bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Okay, here we go. We're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Ma. Morning.
Live across Dublin. This is the only way to start your day.
This is Ava Max. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, Spin, it's Anne-Marie. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
This is Ed Sheeran.
I'm Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa. I'm Fully Charged.
Hey, it's Joel Corey. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Right, you ready?
Yeah. Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Is on.
Quick question. We were just talking about books there.
Yes.
How long into a book do you give it until you realise, this is a bit rubbish and I'm not feeling it?
I would give it 3 chapters.
Interesting. I've just finished the 3rd chapter on a book Claire gave me last week and I'm not enjoying it.
Well,
it's very boring.
What's the book about?
It's called Magpie.
Oh, I like magpies.
And it's about a new relationship. A girl in her late 20s, a guy in his mid to late 30s. They've just moved in together and nothing has happened in 3 chapters.
I would like to read this book.
It's not really me, but I'm worried that something amazing will happen because I've read the back of the book.
And what does it say in the back of the book?
It says something about everything was going great until Kate moved in. I'm like, why is there another person moving into this house? They've just bought it. And this guy is doing really well. I'm anticipating he might lose his job, so they might have to move somebody else in. And then this girl comes in as a lodger and she ruins their relationship. But I'm like, come on, 3 chapters, come on.
Is it like a murder mystery?
No, it's not. Well, maybe it turns into a murder mystery. I don't know. That's what I'm afraid of if I give up on it and it's a great book. Has anyone read Has anyone read Magpie? Just let me know. Should I keep on going?
This is like a book club.
087-711-1038.
Graham, continue reading, will you?
I'll give it another 2 chapters.
Because
I'll go
to 5.
I'd
like to know what happens to the magpie.
Well, what happened was, on the 1st chapter, she was looking at the house to buy, and a magpie, a solitary magpie, flew in.
Oh, what is that? One for sorrow?
One for sorrow. And then in the last night's chapter, she was talking about how there was 2 magpies in the garden, 2 for joy, how her luck is changing. I go, this ain't for me.
It is.
I don't know if
That's
I believe
a bit
in
of
this.
You.
I don't know.
Guys, I have a big evening tonight.
Go on.
I'm going to my first gig since I moved to Bray, and I've only realised, wow, it's quite far away. 3 Arena. Sam Fender.
Oh my God, it is. It's so far away.
I'm going to be tired.
I want to talk about your organisation because this is a big trek tonight. Let's chat about it in a few minutes.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Belters. I love belters. Make me feel good. Big pressure on them to release another belter. That belter went to number one. So, you know, they said, we only do belters here. We're belters only. And then they go, here's a song, Make Me Feel Good, number one. And they go, whoa! You're men of your word.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your next one?
Second song, Make Me Feel Bad. Sad ballad, but loads of deep house in the background.
Okay, good morning. It is 7:10 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, I have a very exciting evening tonight. I'm going to a gig. I'm painting the town red. We're going to 3 Arena. Myself and Becca, and we're seeing this man.
You heard the
You know the words.
Sam Fender.
Sam Fender, such a good looking man, great voice. Kind of sounds like Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
I like that you picked the only part of the song with really no lyrics.
Hard to find a hook in that song.
Not really. Because Callum pulled the song and goes, Nathan, you find a hook there. So the hook is kind of the main part of the song that people will... No.
17 going under.
Nathan refused to get that part.
No, I wanted a bit of sexy saxophone.
You heard the
Come on, you know the words. Oh! Okay, so here's the thing. Three Arena to my house is actually quite a long, long away.
Have you done it on Google Maps?
No, actually haven't. How far away is it?
Okay, well, knowing you, you won't be going through the tolls.
No.
So it's 37 minutes through tolls, so we'll discount that one. It's 49 minutes with no tolls.
Okay, right. So the doors open at 6:30, but the Sam Fender geek I am, I went onto YouTube. Now, he started off his tour in Nottingham on Sunday evening, and someone said underneath the YouTube video, oh, when does Sam go on stage? Apparently, he appears on stage at 9 o'clock, and he finishes at 10:30.
Yeah, when I went to see The Wanted a few weeks back, they didn't start until 9:15, and they were done at about 10:45.
Who's driving?
Becca's driving.
Yeah, Becca's driving. Are you going to enjoy yourself tonight?
See, I don't know yet. I haven't made up that decision because I'll be completely honest with you. These tickets I bought for sweet Becca on Valentine's Day.
Good present, to be fair.
I thought it was a great present. Yeah.
It's always a good present when you can benefit from it as well.
Absolutely.
Of course, I'm getting the vibe Becca doesn't really want to go. I'm just getting the vibe that she's excited, but she's also really busy in work. And I think, you know, she can't afford to be staying up so late.
She's not like you. She doesn't get to go and have a sauna in the middle of the day.
I know, a sauna and a nap, not at the same time, because that would be dangerous. But we went to bed last night, myself and Becca, brushing the old teeth at 9:55, and I said to Becca, geez, Sam wouldn't even be on stage yet. And she's yawning. See, I'm going to have the luxury. I think I'm going to have a nap this afternoon because I need to feel fresh for the gig.
So what me and you do when we often go to gigs midweek is we would leave maybe before the last song to beat the crowd.
Please don't tell me 17 Going Under is going to be the last song.
You know for a fact, this is going to be the last song.
No.
So, Nathan, can you tell me? Obviously, this is your number one song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge hit. Give us your top three Sam Fender songs.
Well, there's a great acoustic version of that song. And I also heard a great karaoke instrumental of that song on YouTube.
So hopefully opens up with the karaoke version, midway through the instrumental, and then maybe you'll probably finish on 17 Going Under. Well, Nathan, best luck tomorrow. Yo, I know you wear your sweats on a Friday. I don't know what you're going to be wearing.
I'm going to wear a mankini.
Great article this morning in the Mirror. 7 rules on the road that you didn't know were illegal. I have them next for you on Spin 103.8.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Portugal the Man and Feel It Still. It is 7:19 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Have you ever been to Portugal?
I have. I went to Albufeira with my family many years ago when I was about 18 or 19.
When I was in Lisbon, they drive very strangely.
How do you mean?
Extremely fast.
Well, funny you say driving, because I got a story here about a little bit of traffic news. So in the Mirror this morning, they have done an article on some actual laws in Ireland that we don't know about when you're driving. So if you're doing this type of stuff, it's illegal.
Oh no.
Yeah, so you may remember a couple of weeks ago in the show, we did something along the lines of, tell us something we didn't know was illegal. And someone came on and says, actually driving and eating is illegal. Someone got pulled over, they were having KFC, and they didn't know, and the Garda told them, sorry, you're not allowed to do that, that's illegal. And they go, what? Nobody knows this.
I also think it was a bit disturbing because wasn't the driver sucking their fingers because the Colonel's salty gravy was on them.
Well, that is one of the laws we didn't know was actually illegal.
Now, be honest, because you have the list in front of you. Do you break any of these laws?
Maybe.
Oh.
Right, I don't break this one. Smoking in your car is allowed, but you're not allowed to do it if there's any passengers under the age of 18.
I tell you, I was behind a car the other day and someone was vaping. Genuinely, it looked like they were appearing on stars in their eyes.
Oh, sorry, like the car.
The amount of smoke coming out of the car.
I thought you just shocked at someone vaping, but maybe the window wasn't open. So they were just filling the car with smoke.
Tonight I'm going to be.
Next up, splashing pedestrians with water from puddles.
Oh, this is the absolute worst. I don't know if you remember, like maybe 4 weeks ago, we had the really heavy rain and I was on the way to the shop and there was this massive puddle on the road. and people were genuinely splashing people for the sake of it.
I'd say it's a great feeling doing it.
Yeah, but not when you're on the other side trying to avoid being splashed.
Next up, if your car breaks down, you're supposed to get out of the car and stand beside it. But if you've got pets with you, you're not supposed to take the pets out of the car. They have to stay in the car.
Oh.
I'm trying to think why, but maybe it's in case it's out running on the road. Yeah.
So
like that.
If you break down, you are supposed to put the hazard lights on and stand out of the car.
Yeah.
But what if you get hit by a car?
I think the process is, and I don't know why, I presume it's because you have more chance of someone hitting your car than if you stand off the road than getting hit there.
Okay.
How about this one? Beeping your horn in acts of rage. Well,
that's you.
Well, I'll be going to jail for 10 years
that's
for
you.
This one. I honestly was nearly in a crash over the weekend.
Oh, Graham.
I was letting someone go. So I was driving on the road, so I had the right of way, but the person was trying to turn right across me, so I let them go. But then there was another junction on my left-hand side and they were pulling out in a massive 4x4 truck. And I was like, and I just kept on going because I had right away. And they kept on coming and I go, oh, surely they'll see me. And I slammed on my brakes. Big beep. And they just kept on going. They didn't even acknowledge me.
Did you swear like a sailor?
I didn't. I tried to keep it cool because my friend Brian was in the car, but he screamed. He's like, let's go another one. Oh, yeah. Final one. Dirty number plates.
Oh, really?
Illegal. If you have dirty number plates, because I presume if the guards are on the side of the road and they're doing speed checkpoints, they want to be able to see who's on the number plates and also going through the tolls.
Oh.
Which you hate paying for.
Stop now. Well, I call it hate mail.
Hopefully it helps you out there this morning. Keep you away from the penalty points.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the Showbiz Shootout. If you don't know what it is, Graham and I each have a Showbiz news story. And then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the big, bad, sweaty sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Will I begin, Graham?
Go on, what you have?
Big news regarding this fellow. Come on.
I saw this news yesterday. I was so excited for you.
Yeah. Harry Styles has announced a new album. It is called Harry's House. I think we all love a little bit of alliteration, so great to see.
Is it a house genre?
Who knows? I don't really know. I can tell you that it's going to be released from its cage on the 20th of May. So write that down. It's his third solo album.
I'll be in Costa Rica.
It's going to comprise of 13 new tracks. He put up a picture of the album's artwork on his Instagram. And it's Harry standing on the ceiling of an upside down room, which was furnished with an orange two-seater, a lamp, and a vase of pink flowers.
Must be Harry's house.
And of course, Harry is wearing really wide bootcut jeans.
Oh, no.
And your friend, Sam Gavin, DM'd me on Instagram because I put it up. And I said, P.S., Harry, go back to the glory days when you wore tight jeans in One Direction. And Sam says, Nathan, I worry that that's the future. We're all going to be wearing those cuts of jeans.
That's what I worry too. I think about that all the time.
We have to stay strong, Graham.
But what if the fashion trends don't allow us?
Stay strong.
They won't allow us.
Now, he did put up a trailer of the album, and it's him kind of walking into a theater and a house falls on him. This is what the song is gonna, this is an instrumental of maybe a few songs, but it's reversed. Let's have a listen. Sorry, I have to move my mouse actually. I was on a real flow there.
It's got a good vibe about it.
It's nice, isn't it?
So this is reversed.
I think so. Have a listen to the piano at the end here. This sounds cool.
I don't think that's reversed.
I don't think it's reversed.
Well, it says bracket reverse.
Well, we can easily reverse that.
You think?
Callum, can you reverse?
Yeah, just flip it the other way.
Well, it might have some words. It might say something.
I don't think it does.
Okay, we might reverse
and
it.
And Harry Styles, of course, come to Dublin, so will he be performing new songs from that album?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yes.
The Oscars happening. Sunday night / Monday morning, depending on where you are in the world. And the host for the night, three hosts, Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes. And Wanda Sykes was on Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the Oscars in 17 and 18. And Wanda was talking about hosting it. But she says, I realise that out of all the jobs that I have, this one is actually going to cost me money. And they started to talk about how much you get paid to host the Oscars. Okay, how much do we think?
$2 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, $2 million. Producer Callum, how much would you say to host the Oscars?
In dollars.
Yeah, dollars.
A couple of hundred thousand, like maybe 200,000-300,000.
I would have said, now I obviously know it now, but I would have said minimum, at a minimum, 50, rising to 150.
Yeah.
This is what Jimmy Kimmel said.
I got paid $15,000 to host the Oscars.
Oh my God. Okay,
and yeah, there was one of me. You guys will probably
yeah,
split all that.
Yeah, we probably got to split that, right?
Which, you know, it sounds like a lot for one night, but it's months of work
yes,
leading up to it.
Yes, yeah, it's a lot of work.
So that is 1-5. 15,000.
Wow.
That's Graham's show fee.
Jeez, that's not 2 million.
I'd know. You'd know if some Irish influencers would put up one post on Instagram and get paid more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
15 grand. Obviously, as he says, that is a lot of money. But when you put it in the context of the Oscars and how much work they're going to do, I'm very surprised that it isn't at least 10 times that.
Do you remember when we had to put up an Instagram ad promoting ham?
I paid 50 euro.
50 euro.
Now, in context of our following at the time and where we were in our life, that probably was relatively more than yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is getting paid yeah, to host the Oscars. Me and you, we'd do it for a packet of crisps and a toilet break.
That's what you're going to say. A tuk-tuk ride.
I'm going to give I'm going to give Nathan the win this morning.
What?
Quick change.
Oh my lord, never
great
been
Harry
done before.
Styles.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good when we try to get producer Callum's attention, but he's practicing his rap for after 8 o'clock.
Shut up.
The rap god is doing Stormzy's Shut Up. How's it going, rap god?
Oh good, I forgot to tell you that there's actually a bit of participation for you in this as well.
Oh,
very
brilliant.
Very slightly, I've highlighted it on the sheet. It's in front of you. Looking forward to that.
You have to do a rehearsal.
8:05.
Yeah, about 20 to 25 minutes time. Don't go anywhere.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I like this game because I participate in it and I enjoy the sound of my voice. Gotta get it wrong is a game where...
Sorry?
I think you said something there.
I said you're the only one.
Now, Graham, what? I'm giving you the platform to apologise to me.
I'm so sorry.
That doesn't sound sincere whatsoever, but I'm going to take it. Now, Gotta Get It Wrong is a game where all you have to do is come on and get questions wrong in a minute.
If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, which is tomorrow, you'll win the coveted Gotta Get It Wrong board game. The only way you can get your hands on a board game. Currently on top is Jenny with 16. Playing this morning is our good old friend Cormac. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Cormac is a good old friend.
Yep.
Yeah, do you know, we tell a lie. He's not a good old friend. He's a great old friend. What a man.
How's life been since we last spoke to you, Cormac?
Good. It's been a while. 2 years. I was looking back out there. Yeah,
yeah. Well, we saw you, Cormac, in the flesh. You did attend our Matt Damon premiere, The Last Duel. We never got to ask you, did you enjoy the film?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think I was saying we used the accents were fairly questionable now.
But, yeah.
Yeah,
but seeing you two was a highlight. To go.
Oh,
yeah,
Cormac, you know how to butter our bread.
Cormac, just stop it, right? Have you played Gotta Get It Wrong before?
I have indeed. Yeah.
What did you get the last time?
It was 18.
Well, if you match your last result, you will go top because yesterday Jenny came on and got 16. So 17 will be enough this morning to put you in pole position going into Friday to win that Gotta Get It Wrong board game. These are the rules. They are the same as the last time you were on. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Okay, Cormac, 1 minute. Here we go.
Who is the host of The Cube?
Me.
How many corners does a square have?
500.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Who directed the film Titanic?
Nathan O'Reilly.
What's the capital of Sweden?
Dublin.
What's 66 minus 9?
5 million.
18 plus 10 is 28. True or false?
False.
Name a Jude Law film.
Chicken Run.
What nationality is Robert De Niro?
Mongolian.
What is Jurgen Klopp's job?
Dancer.
What is Monster Munch a type of?
Solid.
What sport was Sonia O'Sullivan involved
okay.
in? Who is Mark Wright married to?
Graham O'Toole.
What age is Jackie Chan?
5,000.
What colour is the Irish flag?
Purple.
Name a Cillian Murphy film?
Simpsons.
Sing a Justin Timberlake song?
Happy birthday to you.
How many days are in a week?
50 billion.
What day was yesterday?
Thursday.
How do you spell the word rash?
ABC.
What rhymes with the word Magaluf?
Dublin.
Who do I do the show with?
Me.
What colour is Graham's hair?
Violet.
What's the time? Oh my god, I was making up questions on the spot. That was insane. Oh Lord Cormac. Oh, we're speaking to the real deal here.
Like that. Heart racing.
I tell you, Cormac, you came prepared. Holy moly. I wasn't ready for that. I don't know about
straight
you.
Straight out of the blocks.
And it's difficult because when I'm making up questions on the spot, you don't have a reference point to the questions, Graham.
The first one that you made up this morning was, what rhymes with Magaluf?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Well, I know that you went to Magaluf.
Yes.
And the previous question was rash. So I just put two and two together.
Oh, very good.
Cormac, you needed 17 to go on top of the leaderboard. I think we all know you got more than 17. You got 22!
Oh.
Will I put it out there? Is that the most anyone has ever gotten it wrong?
24?
23, 24. And Cormac, you did go through 23 questions. There was a repetition on Dublin.
Yeah.
So it be done. We can get more than 22.
I'll be back.
Cormac. What a pleasure chatting to you as always. Go forth. Well, we don't know. Someone might come on now and win tomorrow. So we're not going to call it just yet.
But I'm going to have to type more than 20 questions.
Have a good day, Cormac. Good luck.
You too, lad. Cheers.
See
thanks
you,
so much.
Take care.
And if you would like to play, all you got to do is register right now by sending us the word wrong on 087 711 1038.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan. I want to do it right.
Seamus D. Sounds like your local butcher.
Seamus, the wrestler.
And like that, he's an Irish DJ producer with a big track. 7.53 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
A lot of Irish DJs about, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
Now, quick question. How do I look right now? Do you notice anything different about me?
Have you done something?
Something happened to me last night. I did it before I went to bed, and it may have changed my appearance.
Did you get rid of... You plucked a few eyebrows in the middle of your thing?
No. Just have a look at my face. Okay. Do you
notice Move the microphone. Do I notice anything about your face?
I hope you don't.
You didn't fix your bent nose because that's still bent.
Okay.
You didn't get a hair restoration in the Black Rock Clinic because that's still receding.
You don't see anything different from me. Brilliant. Well done me, because I'll tell you what happened. Before I went to bed, I was watching back a video that we put up on our Instagram.
Yesterday.
You know? Yeah, yesterday.
You looked really bad yesterday.
I looked rough yesterday.
Makeup.
Well, listen to this, okay? So I went to Becca's beauty bag when she was in the bathroom and I saw that she had this moisturizer spray. Yeah. I went, my skin looked really dry, so I had a spray of it. And then I looked down at the bottle. It was fake tan.
Oh, brilliant.
I sprayed fake tan on my face. So then I was scared because I was like, wait, I've just literally sprayed my face. Do I now need to do my neck, arms and thighs? So then I panicked and started wiping baby wipes all over my face to take rid of the fake tan because I would have looked ridiculous. Clearly it worked. You don't see a difference.
Sometimes I kind of pretend I make a mistake, but on tinted moisturizer.
Oh, do you?
And I go, oh no, I picked up the wrong one. Oh, I really just want to have a nice glow to my skin.
You use a bit of tinted.
I have bad complexion as well.
Jeez, that's your secret.
After 8 o'clock, we're going to tell you how you went over 18 grand. And you'll be listening to the rap god, Stormzy. Shut up.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god.
It's been way too long since we've let the rap god out of his cage. Producer Callum is our very own rap god. And yesterday, myself and yourself, Graham.
Yes, that's me.
We put forward two songs and we let the Fully Charged community decide on which one the rap god was going to rap.
And the winner was Stormzy's Shut Up.
Shut Up.
Now, the rap god has been practicing. I was listening to you practice, rap god. This is very hard.
You got a bit of a sneak peek, didn't you? Because normally I don't give you a tease, but because you've got a few lines in there, we were kind of doing a bit. And then, Nathan, you went to the bathroom just before the 8 o'clock news, and I did the whole song through.
How was it?
For me, a personal performance. I felt like I should have been paying.
Yeah.
It's a private show. Couple of stumbles.
Yeah. Oh.
But I think you can forgive that.
This could be your greatest ever.
Now, we know that you notoriously have a thick tongue.
Yeah.
You can get tongue-tied. I hope you're doing a few exercises over there. I've noticed no camera.
No camera today. Someone in this building has taken my ring light,
who
which means I would be in the dark.
So someone.
We'll still put the video up, but there'll be not any footage of me.
Just me and Nathan listening.
Yeah, you just have to do a bit of dancing and just look seductively into the camera. Right, Graham, are you recording?
I'm not.
Oh, great.
See, we've had a week off of this.
We're ring rusty. I'm scared for this performance.
I don't think you should be. Sometimes a break is what you need.
Okay. As always, we want you to rate the rap god out of 10. It is your passion for the rap god that keeps him going.
Yeah.
087-711-1038 is the number. We would love to hear your WhatsApp voice note as well. Give us a lot of energy, or maybe you think it's bad as well, so give us the truth as well. 087-711-1038.
Okay.
Rap god, you ready?
I'm ready.
Nathan, you ready?
Shut up!
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1...
Man try say better than me. Tell my man shut up.
Shut up.
Mention my name in your treats. Oi rude boy, shut up.
Shut up.
You think you're better than me? Man, shut up.
Shut up.
Best in the scene, tell my man. Yo, yo. Couple man call me a backup dancer on stage at the Brits. I'm a backup dancer. If that makes me a backup dancer, the man in your vids.
Backup dancer.
The man in your pics.
Backup dancer.
Man wanna chat about backup dancer. Big man like me with a beard. I'm a big man, how the hell can I? Army comes everywhere I go. I can't run where my enemies show. Walk in the club with all of my tugs. Party's done, everyone go home. Apart from the girl them, you lot stay. Walk in the club, all the girls say hey. Tell a man like I'm K to the A. There's no champagne, we don't rave. Yeah, I'm the best, I'm so cocky. I've got a mob like ASAP Rocky. I set trends, dem man copies. They catch feeling, I catch bodies. They roll deep, I roll squaddy. I got 25 guys in my posse. They drink Baileys, I drink Vossy. I get murky, they get worried. If you got a G18, bring it out. Most of the real bad boys live in South. If you want to do something, I'm about. I'm not a gangster, I'm just about. But you want to see my man over there with a pouch. Dear one of you, my man get loud. All of my man dem move so foul. I might sing, but I ain't sold out. Nowadays, all of my shows sold out. Headline tour, yeah, blood sold out. When we roll in, they roll out. I'm so London, I'm so South. Food in the ends like there ain't no drought. Flips don't talk about he's got no mouth. I want to make my mum so proud. Like, yo mum, book a flight right now. All of my ex-girls stalking me hard. Talk to my face, don't talk to my palm. Had 4 bills, I bought me a car. Little red whip when I brought my Marge. I straight murk it to walk in the park. I take Claire when I'm watering my plants. You MCs want to talk about Lord of the Mics?
You ain't with Lord of the Mics!
Dead MCs, blood, leave me alone. Me and your girl, we speak on the phone. Kill a whole crew of MCs on my own. Kill a whole crew of MCs for the phone. I was out hungry, so damn hungry. Man try to eat them leaves to the bones. Now these guys, they need me to grow. Hot chocolate and a panini to go.
Yeah!
I lost it when I said I take Claire when I water my plants.
No.
I haven't got Graham's girlfriend on my mind.
What are you saying about my girlfriend?
No, Graham's
beautiful girlfriend.
No, I wasn't
Claire.
Thinking about
Claire.
You're
taking Claire to water your plants?
No.
Is that in your window?
Oh my word. Oh, I was in a different zone there.
Oh God, I love a panini right now.
Callum, that was...
Oh.
Jesus, you know, I'm going to be honest. I found that stressful. That was the first performance I was stressing out big time because it's so difficult.
I kind of embraced that because it was just so fast. I had no time to stop.
But Callum, or Rap God... When you look, you made the odd mistake here and there, but when you'd make a mistake, like you had to call back the time
because you couldn't just stop and come back. You had to just keep going.
That's
my heart is beating out of my chest. Wow. I'd love some WhatsApp voice notes. 087-711-103.
You need a rest.
I'm shaking.
Yeah.
That was an outer body experience.
Are you okay that he mentioned Claire in the song without your permission?
Honored that the rap god mentioned my girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. Nothing about Becca, no?
No, nothing in there.
Cheers.
I can word it in next week.
087-711-1038. Rate him out of 10. Where does this rank in the levels of rap god? I'm in shock.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to appreciate the moment.
I know.
We'll never live through this again.
I know. I think, isn't that life? We're always thinking, what's next week?
No, live in the moment. Because this moment... No, it doesn't get better.
Well said. Here, here.
It's Ed Sheeran. I am still shaking after what we just heard. I'm beginning to feel
like a rap god. Did we just witness the greatest performance yet from the rap god?
I think it is up there. The Rap God did Stormzy's Shut Top. If you missed it, oh, here's a little clip.
Yeah, I'm the best. I'm so cocky. I've got a mob like ASAP Rocky. I set trends. Dem man copies. They catch feeling. I catch bodies. They roll deep. I roll squaddy. I got 25 guys in my posse. They drink Baileys. I drink Fosse. I get murky. They get worried. If you got a G18, bring it out. Most of the real bad boys live in South. If you want to do something, I'm about. I'm not a gangster. I'm just about.
I could listen to this all day.
Yeah.
I could honestly listen to that all day. Honestly.
And the thing is, the Rap God was oozing raw sex appeal. There is a real arrogance to his performance.
Do you know what? I really believe that the week off last week helped. Because what was the one that we did before the week off?
Oh, Jump.
Yeah, and it was kind of, it just fell a bit flat. And I had a chat with Nick outside and he was like, maybe the week off will do the Rap God a good break. And I think he has returned well rested.
Oh, well, look. We can all pat ourselves in the back here because obviously we did the backup singing Shut Up. And we were pretty good as well, bar the last one, which we just messed up.
You didn't really know where it was coming.
But like we open up to you because you are the fuel that keeps the Rap God going. How good do you think the Rap God was? We've got loads of voice messages this morning. Eve, what are we saying?
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. That was unreal. I rate that like if there was a higher rating than 10, honestly, that made me smile, literally.
Oh.
It's the best thing in my morning. It really sets me up for the day to hear Callum. It's like some kind of like spoken word, but he does it because he's so well spoken and he's putting like these raps onto it. It just makes me so happy. Well done, Callum. Oh. I absolutely love
Callum. Callum, is your mum listening this morning?
She is, and she's got COVID, so she's not very well.
That would make her better.
That would actually nearly get the COVID out of her.
I tell her I'll send her the clip of that. That's really nice to hear.
I have to say, you are like William Shakespeare. You're so articulate, you've a lovely voice, and you bring so much energy.
It's so funny, I was speaking to my girlfriend Jess yesterday and we were talking about the Rap God, and in radio you kind of, people message and it's only a small representation. There's people across this city hearing my voice rap Stormzy. It's very strange when you actually think about it.
Kira.
That was a solid 20 out of 10. I would definitely download that on Spotify, without a doubt.
Can we get it on Spotify? Well, we have a podcast, don't we?
Yeah, Fully Charged Daily Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Lindsay?
Rap God, 10 out of 10. Mm. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Maniac. I think we will get Maniac. But, yeah, you blew it out of the park. 10 out of 10. I was even gripping the steering wheel listening to you. So, well done, Rap God.
Wow. Ross?
Rap God. Spitting straight fire. Made me turn the music up a little higher. Boys in the back. An excellent choir. 9 out of 10, fam.
Oh,
very good.
How good was that, Raph?
Sandy.
Well done, Callum. I got excited yesterday and I voted for Maniac, but I think the listeners got it right. I don't know how you're going to top that. That was top drawer. Fair play.
There seems to be the general consensus because it was Stormzy versus Maniac 2000, and there was a lot of people on the messages this morning saying, I wish that it was Maniac, but I'm glad that it wasn't.
Ah, shall we listen to a bit more of it?
Yeah.
Let's go in.
I take Claire when I'm watering my plants. You MCs want to talk about Lord of the Mics?
You mean Lord of the Mics?
The worst MCs, bud, leave me alone. Me and your girl, we speak on the phone. Kill a whole crew of MCs on my own. Kill a whole crew of MCs for the phone. I was out hungry, so damn hungry.
Hungry.
Man try to eat them leaves to the bones. Now these guys, they need me to grow. Hot chocolate and a panini to go.
That's what we sound like, is it?
Yeah,
apparently.
How are we going to top that next week?
Oh,
how are we going to top that next week?
What is the next song going
to
be?
We have to put our heads together for that one. Rap God. Rap God.
Yeah.
Returns.
Come on.
I'm telling you, that was better than this song. And I'm putting out there. Don't you catch.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
With Graham and Nathan.
Good song.
Come on.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Rap God.
You.
Rap God's better than Doja Cat.
Stop it. I actually love Doja Cat.
Rap
here we
God.
Go. Come on, dance here.
Rap God's better. Rap God is better than Get Into It, yeah. Of course, I love the song.
Well, what if we have to interview Doja Cat now? And that's going to be awkward.
She should interview Rap God. If Doja Cat goes, if they go, the label, Doja Cat's coming over to Dublin. Do you want to interview her?
Yes.
No. Doja Cat should be coming over and she should be supporting Rap God.
Look,
that's how it is.
Is Rap God performing?
When Doja Cat comes over to support, he said outside, he goes, I'm not performing until Doja Cat supports me. That's what he said. That's his
weird
words.
Weird clause.
Not
yeah.
mine. It is Spin 1038 with a cash machine is worth over 18 grand. If you want to win that this afternoon, we'll tell you just after 9
Look
o'clock.
At my wallet. Look at my wallet. Do you hear anything? Cards are falling out, but there's no money. Actually, my bank card did fall down there. Being a homeowner is difficult. You have to put your hand in your wallet all the time.
Can't just ring the landlord anymore. You are the landlord.
I just speak to myself. I look like a madman. I bought a brand new fridge because the old fridge broke down.
You've only been in this
11 weeks. I had to buy a brand new washing machine.
Yes.
Because my washing machine, of course, broke. And then yesterday, I bought a new thing for the house. Quite expensive. I think you'll be proud of me. I had to build this thing, and at one point I took my top off in the kitchen and was sweating like a pig. You're going to be so proud of me.
Okay, let's chat about it next on Spin.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Smiles. On Spin. It's good to smile.
Smile, because it could all be over.
At any stage.
You don't know when it's going to happen.
It's 8:36 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. On that positive note, Nathan, what's going on? You were saying a few minutes ago that being a homeowner is difficult.
It is difficult. No one ever says it, so that's why I'm speaking up about it. Many appliances break and you have to buy new ones, and that costs money.
You're on an appliance break per month.
Yes.
So every month something breaks. The first month it was the fridge, second month it was the washing machine, and now you're into your third month in your new home.
Nothing broke, but I had to buy something.
Okay.
And I didn't actually have to buy it, I wanted to buy it. So let me paint a picture for you. I'm sat in my kitchen. It's 11:30 a.m. and I'm twiddling my thumbs.
Like yesterday.
Yes. My beautiful girlfriend Becca's working upstairs. She has a normal 9-to-5 job.
She's still about 2 hours away from her lunch break.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sat there and it was gorgeous weather. I'm looking out at the back garden. I'm thinking, that garden would be a lot nicer if the grass was cut.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No.
So Becca went downstairs. She was making herself a coffee and I said, my beautiful Becca, I think I might buy a lawnmower.
A lawnmower?
A lawnmower! Now, let me tell you, the fear on Becca's face, she went, no, no, we'll wait for my dad to help us choose a lawnmower.
I think Becca's dad is going to become a big part of your life.
Yes.
Of course, as any father-in-law should.
I love him very dearly.
But especially Jer, as he is the main man around your house.
Yes, he knows
even though you own it.
Fix things and everything. He's such a handyman. But I said, no, we don't need Jer. I'm going to go and I'm going to pick us up a lawnmower and it should be fine. Now, I've never picked up a lawnmower before.
Of course. You live in an apartment.
Physically or bought one.
Yeah.
So I went to Woody's around the corner. This isn't a sponsored app, but great service. And I went out there and there's many different lawnmowers. And I was trying to think, what lawnmower do I want? Because I remember my dad had a lawnmower that had a lot of petrol. You had to put petrol in it.
Yeah.
I loved the smell of it. But I thought, do I want to go down the petrol route?
I like that's how you're judging, should I buy this lawnmower?
Do I like the smell of petrol or electricity?
Now, electricity doesn't really give off a smell. But I decided, look, I'll go the electric route, good for the environment. And I picked one up, but you'd be so proud of me, Graham, because I don't really know Woody's too well. When I got the lawnmower, I said to myself, is that cord long enough? Because I have a front garden and a back garden. So you can't make this up. I bought an extension lead. But it's not
You're thinking ahead.
It's not one of those extension leads that, oh, 2 meters.
Yeah.
This is a long one.
Oh,
so much so.
I roll it round
like it's a game or something. Like, wee!
Nathan, you're very impressing me here now.
The big box, and I was sweating like a pig. Oh, you're looking at the clock. You think the story's ending. It's just begun, my friend. Put the feet up. So I go home, and I have the lawnmower, and I have the long cable, and I think this is going to be great. I just take the lawnmower out of the box, and then I can go. My God, did I get the lawnmower from IKEA? I had to put it together. I go, is this a sick joke? Why? Why do you always have to do the manual labor for things? So I take the thing out. I'm like, oh no, there's loads of screws and parts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking, no, no, Jer is not going to build this. I'm going to build this. Honestly.
Somewhere though, Jer is just having a cup of tea going,
Something's going
to
happen.
Something needs to be fixed.
Something
needs to be fixed. Nathan is attempting something. I can sense it.
So I say, look, Nathan, grow up. You're 30. You need to know how to assemble a lawnmower. Everyone knows how to build a lawnmower. I look down at the sheet. It's not even in English. It's just a picture. And there's different numbers. And there's loads of different screws. I go onto YouTube. I put in the lawnmower into YouTube. Assemble this specific lawnmower. There's a man that has done it. I go,
there's always a man doing
there's brilliant.
Something.
Honestly, the most frustrating guy you will ever watch. He had the camera at an angle that I couldn't see what he was doing with the lawnmower. I kept going, move the camera. I want to see how you...
He couldn't hear you because it wasn't a live stream.
I spent literally, I'm not making this up, 90 minutes and I eventually got it. Through trial and error, I cut my thumb. Look, it's still bleeding.
Come on.
Cut my thumb.
It's like a paper cut from the instructions.
At one stage, Becca went downstairs because she heard someone swearing like a sailor. I had my top off. It's like the Pepsi ad. And she goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm sweating like a pig here. Manual labor actually makes your body sweat.
Yeah.
I got it fixed, guys.
Yeah.
Went around the back garden.
Yeah.
Started doing it.
Then now, it fell to pieces.
No, it didn't. Well, the left wheel fell off. But I had to put that back on. But I tell you what's disgusting about mowing the lawn. Going over cat poo.
Because
you breathe it in.
It is right.
So that's knocked a few years off my life.
Yeah, our front garden is like the estate toilet for all the dogs.
And you know
what
was so frustrating? When we were having dinner, myself and Becca, I said to her, what frustrated me was in the front garden, I was mowing the lawn, but I kept looking up at the window because that's where Becca works. And I thought she would like look down at me.
I'm proud of her, man.
And I kept looking back like, come on, yeah. Look what I'm doing. This is a big deal for me. And then she'd never looked at me, so I ran up the stairs. I knocked on the door. I didn't realise she was on a meeting. Becca, look, I come. Shut the door. But I did it.
I'm very proud of you. That is excellent.
Genuinely.
Because I thought, in this story, if I knew you were doing it, you would have called either myself or Callum to help and video call. You did it all yourself.
I tell you, if Jer's listening, there's a new sheriff in town. Only joking. I need you to call Ryan this afternoon, Jer, because the left wheel of the lawnmower fell off.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And I tell you, the weather today and this week has got me looking forward to the summer. I was thinking this morning driving in, I go, okay, we're in it now. We're at that moment in March where it's getting brighter in the evening and brighter in the morning, and now we can start looking forward to the summer.
I can't wait to spend the summer with you, buddy.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but in a couple of weeks, the rain and the wind is coming back.
Sorry. Oh, look at this. Oh. Look at this guy. This is the thing.
Bring us down.
Whenever the weather's nice, us Irish, all we think about, and English, all we think about is, oh, but when is it going to turn bad?
Like, enjoy the moment.
We'll have 5 good days of weather. Oh, jeez. That means after 5. What happens then? But look, if you don't have summer plans, like,
oh,
this
I tell you, listen to this.
I mean,
our good friends, Red Bull.
They're our friends.
They're the perfect energy booster to help you enjoy life beyond the lecture halls. And all week, we're giving away tickets to a Red Bull event this summer with all the good weather with 3 of your friends. And you can check out all the events online at redbull.com for more information.
If you would like to win this prize, all you're going to do is figure out our energizing mix. It's a mix of 3 songs. If you can tell us the 3 songs, then you could be in with a shot of winning this prize. The number you need, as always, is 087-711-1038. Give us your name and location, and you could be winning. Here we go. Have a listen. Black magic. You got your food on me. I don't know about you, I feel energized after that.
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped.
Energized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were twerking in your seat.
Okay. Do you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking, do you remember the weather that we had in the first lockdown back in 2020?
Oh, so hot.
Imagine doing something in that kind of weather. Yeah. Now we can go out and do stuff.
I wouldn't mind a hosepipe band coming back. You know, you know the weather is good when there's a hosepipe
yeah.
band.
You know, the grass is, like, burnt.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you have good weather then.
Yeah.
Right, I'll play it to you again. What are these 3 songs? Black magic, you got your food on me. Tonight you're gonna feel the high. 087-711-1038 is the number you can get us on. Emily joins us. Hello, Emily. What are you up to?
I'm just in the car with my dog. They're wondering why we're pulled in now.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so you're in the car with your dog. What is your dog called?
I've two, Carly and Randall.
And what sort of dogs are they?
They're two Jack Russell brothers.
Oh, producer Callum's showing me a picture of your dogs. They're absolutely gorgeous. Which one is the smaller one?
The beige one is Randall.
Oh, I'm a bit of Randall.
Ah, they're very nice. And do you think you bring them to the Red Bull event if you won? They're your friends.
Yeah, that's why when you said three people, I was like, there we go.
Can I bring my dogs, please? Yeah. Well, Emily, you could be winning. All you got to do is tell us what these three songs are from the Energizing Mix. Have a listen again.
Okay, Emily, what are the three songs?
Black Magic, Lighter, and Do It Again. Or Do It To It.
Oh, we'll give it to you. You got there in this. Somewhere in there was the right words.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Emily. You are going to a Red Bull event with you and three friends. You can bring one friend and your two dogs as well. You can do whatever you want.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. You too, Emily. See ya.
And we got another chance to win tomorrow morning after 9 o'clock on the show, all thanks to Red Bull.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I want to do a little bit of a TV corner.
Will you humour me, Graham? Do you know when I like to do this, I always begin, you know, hey, my name is, and I'm in a corner.
Oh, my name is Graham and I'm in the TV corner?
No, my name's TV and I'm...
Oh. Hey, my name is TV and I'm in the Graham.
Thank you. No, corner.
Corner.
Well, okay.
So there is a new show to Netflix. It is called Is It Cake? Have you seen the ads for it?
Yeah, I was recommended it.
It's basically people who make cakes try to create cakes that look identical to objects. So it could be a burger, it could be a rubber duck.
Bowling ball.
A bowling ball. And there's a judge there and he has to go, this is a cake! And then he puts the knife down. And if it is a cake and it slices through, they lose. But if it's a real thing, they win. So if they fool the judges, some reaction on Twitter. People are loving it or kind of confused. Is It Cake on Netflix is a great show if you want to know if a thing is a cake. Because sometimes it is a cake and sometimes it isn't. Which is a great review of it.
There was a whole thing last year about it, wasn't there? It was on TikTok where it was just these 15-second videos of like, I can't believe that this is a cake and you cut into it. Don't know how you can drag half an hour out of this.
There's a show on Netflix called Is It Cake? And it's literally just people guessing if things are cake or not. This is the perfect show for where I am 2 years into the pandemic. Another one, just watched on Netflix, Is It Cake? And I can't decide if it's the beginning of the end of civilization or whether that was an awesome show idea.
Can I ask, do they eat the cake afterwards? Does the cake taste good?
It looks like it tastes good. It looks like it's full of sugar and it would hurt your
teeth. Here's the problem with these cakes and cupcakes. Yeah. There's some brilliant cupcakes out there.
Mm.
They put too much on it. They put way too much on it. Icing isn't nice. I've come to terms with that. Icing isn't nice. Well, yes, but I'm going to back it. The icing contains way too much sugar and it hurts your teeth.
I'm going back to corner and I'm a TV. You know my most hated show on television, Naked Attraction?
Yes.
Where people, it's a dating show, but people base the other people on their genitals. And bit by bit, they reveal more of them. But it starts from their genitalia, up to their stomach, up to their chest, and then to their face. Well, a very famous person called, you know, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. He used to be on Changing Rooms.
Flamboyant man, long hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's revealed he'd be happy to go on Naked Attraction.
Oh.
Even though he's married. He says, I don't need to be single to do that. I can still be married and go on the show, and I think much to the phenomenal amusement of my wife. I think you do have to be single because it is single people.
Do you know, I wonder what the percentage is of couples actually finding love on the show, because they do go on a date at the end.
I say very low. He continued. The thing is, with me, literally, the most interesting thing about me is the clothes. I could probably go on there as a magnificent advert for my tailor because of the grim reality of what I look like in my pants. Well, Lawrence, you have to take off
your
pants.
Completely naked.
Quick, aim of the show, isn't
quick
it?
Story about a Naked Attraction.
Yeah, go on. It's about the props they were wearing when you were watching with your parents.
No, so last week I was talking about, had to watch it with my parents, but through
Gogglebox. They were watching on Gogglebox, and we were watching Gogglebox. And then Nick Kay outside, who fills in for me, came up to me yesterday and goes, I was actually watching Naked Attraction the last day. And we were just chatting about it, how mad of a concept it is.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know what? Actually, after I watched Naked Attraction via Gogglebox, I was going to the toilet before bed. And what I did was, I stood up from the toilet and I looked at myself in the mirror.
Completely naked.
Well, like my pants down. To see what I would look like if I went on Naked Attraction.
And what did you look?
And Nick Kay said, I did the exact same thing after I had a shower, after I watched it. Just stood there in the mirror.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Great advert for men.
And did you cry like me?
I said I would probably eliminated on the first round.
Yeah.
I would get rid of the blue pod. Oh, jeez, that's me. I'm sorry.
It's cold.
On the way next, not Gogglebox, it is Googlebox.
Google.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Right now. It's 9:44 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan on Spin. You're on Fully Charged with Now. Stream all episodes of Peacemaker starring John Cena with the Now Entertainment membership. You can't see me. You can't see me.
Do you remember the wrestler's entrance music? You think you know me. You think you know me, know me, know me.
Rey Mysterio.
Nope. The Edge.
It's Googlebox time with your host, Nathan O'Reilly.
Let's be having you. Googlebox, we know what Googlebox is. I've typed three open-ended questions into Google. We know what Google, it likes to try and predict what you're trying to say. So I ask you the question, can you predict what Google predicted?
I think last week, or the week before, because we were off last week, we got three points
Callum
between
did
us.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think I got two. Yeah. Christina's already playing.
Oh, yes, Christina.
Good morning, Christine, but she's on the browser, so she's in a bit of a delay.
Okay. Well, look, the number is 087-711-1038. You can WhatsApp in your answer and please include your name.
Please include your name.
Let's begin. Why does tennis
go on so long?
Why does tennis be played on grass?
Good guesses. Why does tennis at number three say love?
Ah, the point.
40 love. French, let's
pass I think it's French, isn't it? Juice.
Come on, Tim. Why does tennis at number two balls have fuzz?
There's nothing, and I don't know if you've ever done this, if you've ever bought a new roll of tennis balls.
Oh, great.
You crack the can, lovely
sniff
smell.
It in.
Love
sniffing
it. What is that smell?
Tennis balls.
Lovely. And at number one, why does tennis elbow happen? What is tennis elbow?
Okay, no, let's see who we've got in. Christine, why does tennis give you a sore elbow?
Oh, that's yes, a thing. Christine.
Why do tennis players make noise? That is from Shane. Yep. Daniel, why does tennis make your elbow hurt?
Well done.
And why does tennis have a strange scoring system? That is from Sean. Sounds like Nathan is watching Naked Attraction.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Can beards
contain germs?
Can beards...
Or poo particles, like germ particles.
Will you accept the first answer now?
It's the same thing.
I can only accept the second answer. Okay. Poo particles.
Can beards have dandruff?
Ooh.
Can beards at number three be curly? What? At number two...
Shout out all the 50-year-olds listening this morning.
Can beards get lice? Not poo particles, my friend. No. Lice. Can beards at number one get dandruff?
Oh,
I know you can.
Wow, well done.
Sean, can beards house a bee's nest?
You're getting a point for that.
Interesting one. Get dandruff. That's from Christine. Well
yes,
done,
Christine.
Can beards itch?
Sorry, is it a bit sus that
Stop
Christine
it.
Has got 2 points in a row?
Stop
when, when we ask for answers after we give the answers.
Yeah, Christine's on a hot streak. And Daniel, get lice.
Oh, God, we have a lot of listeners this morning. Last one.
So Daniel was right, wasn't he?
Yeah. Like I said, in the second place. Yeah. One more.
Do roller coasters.
Do roller coasters.
Roller coaster.
Give you a sore neck.
Do roller coasters make you sick?
Oh. Do roller coasters at number three cause twins? That's very odd.
That's a very strange one.
What do they mean by that?
I don't think so.
Do roller coasters at number two make you sick?
That was me.
That was you.
That was me.
Fair play,
you. Two points
in a row.
And at number one, do roller coasters run in the rain?
They do, and they go faster. Very quickly, Christine, don't you dare break, accuse me of cheating. Break down. That's what she said.
Oh. Of course, she got it wrong the last one.
Yeah, throwing it. Daniel, have engines.
Ah, very good.
There we go.
That's it. Nice one. Another great game of Google Box.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.